wrecked red shoes. The day will come of tango samurais, one step, one life at sun deadened okay corral crossroads. But first, you'll have to brave the bling bling savvy of entire posses of uptown pimps, black school blazer trophies off their favorite teenage moms, and hot wire the ancient wheels dodging the bullets saved for the final one up over the bad girls. The day will come of the knife stashed in the stocking and thrown smack bang at the bull's eye behind you while your eyes sink deep inside her. But first, you'll have to swallow the crude voodoo of an underage Romeo who keeps on his bedside table a six-faced die holding a jack of hearts over a queen of diamonds, and with his arm around your woman's well-groomed waist will lead the requiem for her wrecked red shoes. The day will come when the unsaddled horse you stand on night after night for ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, will sprout wings and take off across the stars. But first, you must see yourself reflected in a green pool you've wept over 7 years as you sat stranded in a fairy tale the fairy forgotten to visit, 'cause she'd gone dancing. The day will come when the flesh will be neither weight nor jaded gold, but research vector of the ultimate gay science. But first, you must do time on the edge of nameless towns at the precincts of yoginis who wring karma out of their bodies like laundry water out of bright cloth, and suck poison through long straws at sundown, cultivating the peacock blue of their throat. The day will come when classic figurations return under our femtosecond eyes. Then some might go beyond rhythm into pure sound in the center of nodal energy foci, yes. But for those who stumble in the sawdust like spent downtown trapezists, death will come in wrecked red shoes and silver rings. And with the sweetest of low-down grins, we'll say, "Baby, let's dance."